Well, picking up where I left off, this should be part eight. This should be the last reading of my website, the front on the discussing the dialectic process or overview of it. I just mentioned the Frankfurt School. Transformational Marxists, in other words, the Frankfurt School, also known as the Institute of Social Research, merged Karl Marx and Sigmund Freud. This is what Maslow, in his book or his journals of Abraham Maslow, he wrote. Marxist theory, or Marxian theory, which is based on society, needs Freudian type instinct theory, which is based on man's natural inclination to lust. In other words, Marxian theory needs Freudian type instinct theory to round it out, and of course, vice versa. Third fourth psychology is also epimarxian in these senses, that is, including the most basic scheme as true good social conditions. Remember, create a healthy environment, create a healthy person. So the true good social conditions to Maslow would be liberation of self, lust from the father's authority. In other words, allow the students to be themselves, positive, not negative. They are necessary, quote, are necessary for personal growth. Again, true good social conditions are necessary for personal growth. Bad social conditions, and in this process, that'd be submitting to the father's authority, stunt human nature. This is to say, one could reinterpret Marx into a self-actualizing, fostering third and fourth force psychology philosophy. And my impression is, anyway, that is the direction in which they are going. This was back in the 50s. Sigmund Freud, as did Karl Marx, set out to negate the father's authorities, the system itself. While Karl Marx began with society, Sigmund Freud began with the individual. Now, these quotes are from Herbert Marcuse's book. We get If It Feels Good, Just Do It, from his work here. Eros and Civilization, A Psychological Inquiry into Freud. This is the evaluation of Freud and his application to Marxism in the changing of society. So Marcuse writes, the hatred against patriarchal suppression, that's in your face, the hatred against patriarchal suppression, a barrier to incest. This is his quote. He's defining Marxism and Freud. The hatred against patriarchal suppression, a barrier to incest, desire for the sons to return to the mother. Remember, the women rule, the children oppress the people. Desire for the sons to return to the mother culminates in the rebellion of the exiled sons, the collective killing and devouring of the father. The father sees, this is the Oedipus complex in psychology, the father sees the immoral behavior of the children with one another and with the mother. And he says, not here, and so he kicks them out. And they come to consensus and they come back and they kill the father. And so that's what he's, this is Freud. The desire for the sons to return to the mother culminates in the rebellion of the exiled sons, the collective killing and devouring of the father. And then it is not really a decisive matter whether one's killed one's father or abstained from the deed if the function of the conflict and its consequences are the same. In other words, the husband or the father no longer exercises his authority in the home over his wife or his children. You take the father into counseling today, and you go, I feel and think he's neutered. He's gone. Sigmund Freud's history of the prodigal son is not of the son coming to his senses, humbling himself, returning home, submitting himself to his father's authority, learning his inheritance was not his father's money, but his father's love for him. That's Luke 15, 11 through 24. But, now this is Freud, this is psychology of the son joining with his friends, quote unquote, returning home, killing the father, taking all that was his, the fathers. Money has stored up dopamine. Money has stored up pleasure. So capitalists store up the money for the difficult times. The Marxists simply see money as a fluid system of pleasure. So it has to be liberated. It has to be fluid. And it can be in a credit card. Excuse me. Wow. Returning home, killing the father, taking all that was his, the father's, using it to satisfy their carnal desires, their lusts, killing all the fathers in the land so all the children could be the same, like them, thereby affirming them. In other words, the leaders, affirming the leaders, their incest, justifying and supporting the control over them. So the leadership is living in a world of immorality with a people's approval. Now, Brown, in his book, Life Against Death, he writes, to experience Freud is to partake a second time of the forbidden fruit. Do you hear that? To experience Freud is to partake a second time of the forbidden fruit. We go back to the garden. And Marcuse, in his book, Eros and Civilization, he writes, the original sin must be committed again. We must again eat from the tree of knowledge in order to fall back into the state of innocence. They all go back to the garden. All that is of the world for these people, is stimulus response. This is Bloom's taxonomy. This is the structure. Which is passing away is only of the moment, the eternal present. Only what is of and from God, that is being told and obeying by faith, is of eternal value. You cannot have faith without being told. Likewise, you cannot have mercy without first being found guilty. Justifying yourself, your lust, your self-interest, negates your salvation. This is René Philippe Miller in The Power and the Secrets of the Jesuits. He writes, to purge man of sin with all the aids of the dialectics, in other words, dialogue, therefore is to rob him of true salvation, of his eternal destiny. And this is found in Scripture, Revelation 10:15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's the choice, eternal life or eternal death. And that lake of fire is never quenched. And it's prepared for the master facilitator of change, who first made his appearance in the garden, and all who follow after him, justifying their lusts, establishing human nature, their carnal thoughts and carnal actions, as being equal with, therefore greater than, and therefore against the Father and his authority. This is why these people worship Lucifer, because he is the role model. Genesis 3, 1 through 6 is the process, is the dialectic process, is Bloom's taxonomies being used in the classroom. You do have a choice. Either choose to deny yourself, that is, die to your lust, pick up your cross, that is, endure the rejection of others for denying, that's reproving, correcting, judging, condemning, rejecting them for establishing their lusts and the lusts of others over and therefore against doing the Father's will. And you don't put yourself on the cross. Your friends do. You'll never go deeper in the Word of God than the rocks. See, the rocks, the parable of the soils, the rocks are your friends. You'll never go deeper in the Word of God than your relationship with your friends will allow you. So you establish lusts and the lusts of others over and therefore against doing the Father's will and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, doing the Father's will, inheriting eternal life, or you can choose to justify your lusts and the lusts of others. You can choose to use Bloom's taxonomy. You can choose to use psychology. Dying in your sins, inheriting eternal death. If you use or participate in the use of Bloom's taxonomies, the dialoguing of opinions to a consensus process, suspending the truth, Jesus Christ, on the cross in order to initiate and sustain relationships with others, in the classroom, you choose to die in your sins. You choose to spend eternity in the lake of fire that is never quenched, prepared for the master facilitator of change and all who follow after him, instead of following after the Lord, doing the Father's will, inheriting eternal life. And we close with this, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.